Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Already the 10th day of April 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Then in the fourth hour, for radio listeners at Infowars.com, or people that listen audibly to the radio transmission, you're going to hear sneak peek, the audio from a sneak peek, about 15 minutes of the new JFK film that I'm working on, which we know the title now, but I'm not going to release that at this point. We're going to play that and then some other unseen footage and then some new video that we posted in the last week for PrisonPlanet.tv members. That is coming up, introduced by me. I'll be playing the different clips in here in studio, so it will be live in the fourth hour today. Everybody's chomping at the bit. AM and FM affiliates to hear, and I'm very honored that we've gotten now more than 10 stations have called. Ted was telling me last night it was a 3 Monday and then 5 or 6 by Wednesday, and then by today a whole bunch of stations that have called wanting to pick up the fourth hour, and so that'll be worked out, I promise, in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, up on the Star Guide, up on the Global Sport Wave, WWCR. I keep forgetting every day. I haven't called them yet. Will somebody remind me during a break? Or to have one of our limited staff. I end up taking the trash out around here, folks. I'm chief cook, bottle washer, everything. To call WWCR, get that fourth hour as well. Yesterday I went into overdrive again and basically did 5.5 hours. No, I did 4.5 hours yesterday. I did 5.5 hours the day before that. But I am settling in today to only do 4 hours of live radio. Now, I learned a few weeks ago that Sully Castillo, the highly decorated Vietnam sniper veteran in the Army, his father, highly decorated World War II Hispanic member of the Army, in fact, a war hero, both of them. He then became a police officer in the Valley here in Texas, South Texas, Southwest Texas. He then, after that, went into the Border Patrol. Then he was recruited into the DEA, and he ended up being the head DEA officer. It was only about 24 of them, but he was the head guy in all of Southern North America, Central America, and South America. And he witnessed the government loading cocaine every day on the aircraft and flying it back into the U.S. And he has now been in a national film. He's been given death threats when he was on Dateline decades ago and Nightline and a bunch of other news programs. He got death threats then, had his place broken into, other things happened. And he was told, you're going to be killed. He's talked about this on air, if you don't shut up. Well, he was in a film I consulted for and worked on, and I'm in the extras, because part two of the film is mainly the more conspiratorial angle. This was just about how destructive drugs are and a little bit on government drug dealing. It's award-winning. It's won a bunch of film festivals, and Sally's one of the main characters in it. And for weeks, he's called me back. We played phone tag. Haven't been able to get a hold of him. He was in jail. And finally, we called yesterday because I had Kevin Booth on, the filmmaker, and it reminded me about Sully. So we called, we got him, and yes, this is a guy who's a Vietnam sniper, police officer, Border Patrol, highly decorated DEA. He got out of the DEA because he wouldn't be part of it. He quit. Great record, and they raided his little trailer. He's a high school teacher. They raided his little trailer, and they came in on him, and they slammed him up against the wall, and they said, saw you on TV. Saw you on, and laughed, the police. It's real funny. And let him know, you shouldn't have done that TV show about stealing drugs, you punk. The drugs will be shipped in. Your children will use them. And if cops talk about it, they'll pull a Serpico in you. They'll shoot you in the face or they'll set you up. That's what the laws are for, is to protect criminals. So the criminals can rule over us and have their way with us. Sully Castillo joins us in the second hour. There's a lot more coming up.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Think about how evil the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are. Think about how wicked they are. There have been gun shop owners, one in Tucson that I remember best we interviewed, who had for thieves a hidden camera system on 24-hour VHS slow play system, but it got all the audio, and then every second it takes a photo, basically. And they went in and turned off his main security system, but they didn't see the hidden camera and the VCR behind the wall. They take him to jail. You know, they rough him up. They laugh at him. And then they start openly talking about which guns they're going to steal, which guns they're going to keep. You have to understand that they are known as the regulators. They were the first feds. Going back to the Whiskey Rebellion, there were several Whiskey Rebellions, but it's over 150 years old. What they grew into. And the feds, they would basically hire criminals. That's the only person you could hire back then when everybody hated the government, nobody trusted the government, common sense was don't trust the government, taxes are bad, we've got freedom, a man should be able to make whiskey if he wants and sell it. And it was about the tax. The government, depending on the different decade, put between a 10 and 20% shin tax on whiskey. And you had a lot of subsistence farmers. It was especially the poor farmers that could grow corn and make sour mash whiskey and things, or do it with wheat. and make hundreds of times the profits selling whiskey or selling moonshine locally instead of paying the tax and going through the system. And, of course, the big whiskey makers would use regulators and pay off regulators, and the government wouldn't sell locals' taxes, the tax stamps. So it was also a way to control the market. And so they created the regulators. And the regulators, they would also hire private companies to enforce as regulators. Pinkerton was a whiskey enforcement tax regulators. And they famously in Illinois and, of course, in Colorado and Texas and New York and New Jersey, they'd go into Strikers and just pull out a Gatling gun and just start shooting men, women, and children in shanty towns. They would ride in on horseback in Colorado and kill hundreds and just shoot children right in the head and burn them. I mean, these are famous cases. Just Google Pinkerton massacres. Four of the Rockefellers in one famous case. People own their land, own the gold. It doesn't matter. You send in Pinkerton, they'll kill. You know, this isn't the first time. You see those Clint Eastwood movies where, you know, the railroad brings in 10 or 15 regulators and calls them regulators. Those are off the Pinkerton men. And that's all BATF is they're Pinkerton men. But the government then institutionalized that itself. And they had other companies, but the Pinkertons were the most famous. And they hired the best gunslingers. They hired people out of prison. That's what Stalin did. He opened the prisons up. That's what Hitler did. That's what criminal governments do. You're not going to find an average guy, even if he's a tough guy, who's going to send other innocent cops to jail or ride down children or murder people or do any of this. You've got to hire crooks or people that are crooks who haven't been busted yet but have the criminal mentality. And so Pinkerton Security, amongst others, and then, of course, the federal regulators, the whiskey regulators, they would come onto your land. They would raid you. More often than not, they would just shoot you in the back, take any gold. They'd tie you down, torture you, ask, where's the gold? Where's the silver buried? Because every farm basically would, you know, hide their money. They didn't trust banks. This is going back hundreds of years. And they'd rape your women. I mean, they were incredible because they couldn't get in trouble because they had federal badges. The worst criminals were the federal badge men. And, of course, they operated mainly in the frontier areas, because in the more settled areas in the South, the locals would just rise up and kill them. And there were hundreds of cases of that, where they'd take regulators, grab them, hang them. Most of your lynchings were regulators being run down and rode over, because, you know, back then people were tribal, they were aggressive, they knew what survival was about. If some of the Pinkerton boys or some of the BATF, as they're known today, got out of control, the locals just dealt with them. So there were certain areas they'd feed on, where it was isolated groups or in the main cities or areas where they had corrupt strongmen, mayors that would go along with them. But they would come in and shake you down and a lot of times just steal your moonshine, break your still, laugh at you. That's what they did. And so that's what the BATF is, and you know, formerly founded, in the last 110 years or so, and they've changed names several times each time they get their name burned. And you see BATF today, roid heads driving brand new Cadillacs, Corvettes, Lamborghinis. They normally have shaved heads, devil goatees. A lot of times run prostitutes on the side. And I know they're listening right now, wanting to set me up or something. Just, you know, everybody expects it. Hey, I'm here. I'm ready. You understand? You don't win. I know. You see, I'm ready to be ripped apart. You will be defeated by doing that. You see, that's what makes the tree of liberty grow. I'm committed, you understand? And I'm going to expose who you are. And so Sela Castillo, Vietnam sniper veteran, police officer, Border Patrol, high-level DEA agent who said, I'm not going to be part of drug dealing. He went on national television and told his story, and they came and busted him and said, keep your mouth shut, boy. I saw you on TV. Real funny. This is your country, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we are. This is who we are. But it isn't just, you know, BATF running around now, though they're one of the worst groups because they're the oldest and most corrupt. I've told the story many times. I was 19. I was in college. I was taking history courses. I was taking RTF, radio, television, film courses. And I was bouncing back and forth. I'd even looked into the military. My dad's like, no, don't do that. And the recruiter was so seedy and so gangsterish. I was like, man, this isn't good. So I didn't go with that. Remember going down to the Dobie Mall and visiting with the recruiters down there a couple times. And I was saying, maybe I'll be a cop. You know, I want to fight criminals. And my dad said, you got to talk to one of my patients who, at the time, was the head marshal in this sector for all of Texas and I think in other states included. And my dad said, in a few months, he's scheduled for his regular checkup. Why don't you come in? I got a meeting for you. So I come into the office, and the guy's there, and he goes, hi. He goes, you're really, you know, handsome, smart, good-looking guy. He said, Alex, are you a criminal? And I said, what do you mean, am I a criminal? No. He goes, well, your dad tells me you like to fight, and you're tough, and that's always a good thing, but that's not what they really look for anymore. He said, if you're not a criminal, he said, 20, 30 years ago, you know, I would have said maybe go ahead and get into law enforcement. He said, if you're not a criminal, don't do it. And he looked real sad. And I thought it was some kind of joke. And you got this big old 6'5" guy with gray hair. It looks like something out of a movie. It's like an FBI agent out of a movie telling me, you're not a criminal, are you? I was like, is this some kind of test? And he goes, no. He just said, I wouldn't do it. And shook his head. Because that's a guy, guaranteed, who got in and sees the drug dealing, the corruption, all the rest of it, and wants to tell a young man, don't get involved in this. I mean, this is despicable. But it isn't just that they deal drugs and run the prostitutes. Now they want our guns, and now they are one-tenth of the 1 in 10 graduating colleges joining their ranks to mind our lives, and they're going to find crimes. They're going to find terrorists. They're going to find something to do. It's all over, folks. The country's gone. A highly decorated veteran, police officer, Border Patrol agent, DEA agent, gets raided and they just basically tell him, hey, shouldn't have gone on TV, boy. Because they are scared. They don't want you to find out they bring the drugs in. 20-something states pass laws decriminalizing marijuana. Feds come in and say, we don't care what you say, states. We're going to continue. Because 87% of people that use drugs only use marijuana. And their whole business would be over real fast. It's disgusting. And don't send me an email saying, oh, you just smoke pot. I hate pot. I've tried almost every illegal drug one time. And I hated it every time, thank God. I do not like anything illegal for some reason. I like the stuff that's legal. I like alcohol, I like caffeine, and I like nicotine, and I only use caffeine now. They'll probably make that illegal soon. They're talking about restricting it or something, so I better get off that quick, taking me to jail for a bag of coffee beans. You know, I blew up yesterday, and it's because I feel desperate, I feel impotent, I feel weak. I just know evil's closing in on everybody, and I know they're persecuting and hurting innocent good people. And evil just keeps winning and winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. And that's why I yell and scream and yell, because it makes me feel better. It's literally a steam valve as violent energy, you know, kind of comes out my ears and my mouth. Because I realize violence doesn't even hurt these people. You think they care about their scumbag BATF or their dumbed-down cops or their power-tripping FBI people? The New World Order is setting up a system where they're all going to get slaughtered, basically. By the way, I don't just say this stuff. I have broke it down. I understand the system. I understand history. Have you seen everything I talk about come true so far? That's why I'm freaking out, is I keep hoping the next step won't happen. The next thing won't happen. I won't be validated. I won't be proven right. And it's all confirmed, and it's worse than I even thought. And I'm telling you, they built death camps, and they plan to line you and your family up, most of you, and put bullets in the backs of your heads. And I want this picturesque life to go on. I want to have time to go water skiing or fishing or camping, and then I can't. Because it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And you got these thugs in the government. It's all about them showing you they're the boss, them showing you they're in charge, and all their propaganda on TV and billboards and radio to worship them. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of lawlessness. I'm sick of corruption. I'm tired of innocents being persecuted.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I wish we weren't an evil nation, but we are.
All those Drifter's days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We found ourselves seeking shelter against wind.
Against the wind.
Against the wind. Against.
All right, Shelly's coming up in about 40 minutes. I need to get off that subject until he joins us. I like Shelly. I'm friends with him. And to know that he's just been persecuted for going on TV. And I mean, I've had Terry Reid on, who was a CIA operative, and but a lot of them are just technical people. He was meant to set up airfields, run training. And he was told they were flying arms down to the anti-communist, and he'd be there at the MENA, and Ollie North was there, and Bill Clinton would drop by, so much cash, and he'd get his cash payments. And he'd watch him with giant containers full of cocaine. He said, we can't do this. And he went public. There have been hundreds of others. I mean, you always hear about Miami, a plane stops, local cops bust it, and it's CIA officers with cocaine. Or 18-wheelers get caught with cocaine, and the FBI comes to the DEA and you know, takes it away, and or actually the state police found it, and then gave it to the DEA, and the FBI came and took it and gave it to the CIA and just said, that's our cocaine shipment. Stand down. It's just all over, folks. I mean, you've got to admit that we've fallen apart before we're going to get anything back. I just can't believe they bust people all day and put them in jail when the government ships the majority of the drugs in. They have licensed cartels that bring it in, and then they have large banks that are certified and launder it, mainly Federal Reserve banks. Other banks try it. They get raided. It's all a rigged game. You know, if you're on drugs out there, it's a mind trick. Just decide you're getting off of it. Decide you hate it. And, you know, ask God to heal you. And just stop using their trash. Just stop. It's such a joke to them. They love how they hurt you. These are bad people. They enjoy hurting people. They enjoy the power. They enjoy the raw exercise of it. Just don't use the drugs. It's simple. It's like a rat trap. It's a piece of cheese. People go, I can't believe they ship it in and bust us. It's the trap. It's how you, it's like a bass fan. I can't believe you put a purple worm on that hook. They put the worm on the hook. They drop it down into the water. They drag it along the bottom, and you see it, and you run up and bite on it. Hollywood makes all these movies glorifying drugs. They sold it to you. Stop using their drugs. Stop it. Get your children out of public schools. Remember, almost 4 years ago, it came out in the Associated Press. We had guests on. It was admitted. Executives that were part of the federal and private commission, it was mixed together, a public-private partnership on the New Freedom Commission, that Orwellian term, came out, one executive in Ohio, and said, look, I can't be part of this, and that he released the internal memos. And it said, we've got 18% of the kids on psychotropic drugs now. Under this plan, by 2010, we project 50% or more. And it said, we've written the guidelines that will be with the in-school psychologist and psychiatrist. Everyone will be screened by law, and we project half of them will be put on drugs. Remember, what's the national average? More than two-thirds, 67%. It's 68% in Texas. When WOAI-TV did a report 2 years ago, they did a study with the social worker numbers. So Texas is even higher, but the average is 67% of foster children are on psychotropic drugs, an average of 7. And boy, does it kill a lot of them. A lot of them die. They give you the drugs, and within 2 years, most of them start having seizures. Then they put you on anti-seizure medication. Highly toxic. It's eugenics. And then you ask them, why are you doing this? And they say, these children are inferior. They have bad genes. Oh, I have the Texas Commission. I have the State House hearings where they're saying it. It's an endgame. Black op murder. Black op murder. Black op murder. We are under scientific bombardment. We are under hell.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever, on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the 1 in 4 who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with Alcavita. Alcavita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's AlkaVitaHealth.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Our listenership is exploding exponentially. Our influence is now in every continent, every nation in the world. This is only one venue, one instrument in the fight against the New World Order. One mechanism. But we are the tip of the spear. It is a chilling prospect. It is bracing. It is humbling. And I want a long life, and I want to continue on. When I talk about the New World Order destroying me, we just have to know it is a possibility. And I place my hands here on air in the Creator of the universe's hands. You know, these atheists and people that don't understand that there's more to life than what meets the eye, who haven't ever experienced a relationship with the Creator. Let me tell you, it's real. And I've had experiences in life I won't even tell you about because it's too amazing. And you need to understand that it is real. And that there is more than what you see on the surface. And I place my destiny, I place everything I am in God's hands. I'm not perfect. In fact, I am a wicked person. We're all wicked. But I'm aggressive, hateful, all of those things. But I have more love in me times 1,000 than the hate. As bright as my hate burns, my love burns 1,000 times brighter. And I do this because I love you. And let me tell you, we are now already changing history. We are already changing destiny. we are already engaging with the very core of evil on this planet. Evil knew that we had power from the beginning and fears us. They only put on the bravado and roared like a young lion to intimidate you. And I want you to know that each and every one of you are leaders, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. All of you have the spark of the Creator in your soul, the seed of the universe. And I just want you to know I've been honored to know you and to work with you and to be able to interact with all of you. And because I do so many hours a day, it's hard to stay focused like a laser beam. It's hard to be serious all the time. It's hard to not blow up. But I do the best job I can, and I attempt to tell the truth the best I can. I don't always know the exact truth or every facet of the truth, but I always reach for it, and we are pure of heart and pure of spirit, and we love you. Okay, I got a bunch of news in Sully Castillo coming up, but I Google Jesse Ventura's name every day, and there's a lot of news articles the last couple of days bashing him for his appearance here last week. Seems like 100 years ago so much has happened, but it was just last Wednesday. AP, TV stations, hundreds of newspapers. Now it's broken. Now he's being asked about it on hundreds of other shows as he's on the talk circuit. Perfect. Now, he did it here first. That issue broke out mainstream as the show was big enough to get it out because of you spreading the word. Now these fools are attacking him on shows everywhere. The audience is calling in and agreeing with him. They're panicking. It's magnifying as the fact that the emperor has no clothes is being revealed. It's fate. It's destiny. We couldn't have planned it this way. It couldn't have happened this good. So continue to get the YouTube videos of my interview with Jesse Ventura, the one I did a year and a half ago and the big one that broke last week. Get those out to everybody. Redouble your efforts. Know that it is the planting season for the great harvest of liberty and bringing tyranny to justice. Not that that fight will even be over, but we have to resist. If we don't have victories, we're going to be going backwards. If we can just hold them still, it's a victory. Which we're not doing. We've slowed them down, so they've panicked, gone into convulsions of angry rage, putting everything they've got against us. And we are still even slowing them down even more, and so they're more enraged, frothing and flailing, which only wakes up more of the cattle, more of the sheep who cease to be sheep, unlock their minds, realize they're being manipulated, and their journey towards liberty and wholesomeness and honor and beauty is begun. So this twit on one of Canada's biggest stations, 770 AM, The World Tonight with Rob Breckenridge, syndicated transmission, he basically copied a bunch of Pentagon disinfo that's on the, quote, debunking sites and out of the Pentagon-run Hearst Publishing, Popular Mechanics, all lies. And joining us to the bottom of the, until the end of the hour, top of the hour, is Paul Joseph Watson. Yeah, you won't hear him here for 6 months, and you might hear him 3 days in a row. That's how we do it here. Paul, excellent story up on PrisonPlanet.com. I saw this last night, sent him the story. At about 1 a.m. when I was working, he got up early England time, Greenwich Mean Time, and put his own info into it and expanded it. And I just pointed out that everything he claims in this Jesse the Truther Ventura story is a fraud and a lie. Now, he may believe the fraud and the lie, but nevertheless, the info he puts out is bull. So every time they counter us with fraud and straw men, we always have to counter back. That's how you defeat the enemy. You give fight each time. Paul Watson, break it down.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, this guy, he's up there in Calgary, Canada. He's been a, from what I can see, he's been a hardcore debunker for at least a year. After writing the article that's on PrisonPlanet.com about his ridiculous debunking tactics against Ventura, I actually went and listened to some interviews that he did that are on Google Video. And the claims that he makes in those are just as ludicrous as the claims he makes in this article. For one, he says that WTC 7, Building 7, collapsed not in 7 seconds, as every single video from every single angle shows, but he claims it took 18 seconds to collapse. Which is an outright lie. Anyone with two eyes that has watched any of the videos can see that. He also says that WTC 7 did not collapse in its own footprint. which if you take the, you know, the demolitions industry definition of what constitutes collapsing in its own footprint, then it doesn't significantly damage any of the buildings around it, which Building 7 did not. It fell straight down in its own footprint. We got the high-resolution photographs of the rubble of WTC-7 around, what was it, 18 months ago, right up close to the rubble, and you could see that it was just piled on top of itself. It was in its own footprint. So I listened to the, watched the videos on Google Video, listened to the radio show, and basically this guy Breckenridge likes the sound of his own voice. He had a debate about it with Nathan Moulton of Calgary 9/11 Truth, who basically couldn't get a word in edgewise because this guy just ran on and on talking over him, and that's what he does, spewing these lies. So if you read the article that I put up there today, Breckenridge is basically making the point that the collapse of Building 7 was not suspicious because other buildings around the Twin Towers were destroyed when the Twin Towers collapsed, which for a start, yeah, they were destroyed, they were scooped out, but not one completely collapsed, and certainly none of them collapsed until weeks after when they were deliberately demolished. The foundations were still standing. But the most bizarre example he points to is St. Nicholas Church, which if you look at the picture that I posted of it on prisonplanet.com, is basically a four-story church building. It's not much bigger than a lot of people's houses.
By the way, it's one of those old-fashioned churches in New York. It only looks like, with all four floors, that it might be 5,000 square feet. It's tiny, one rooms on top of each other. You've got a tiny 60-person sanctuary in the bottom. Then you've got where the church mission is, and then you've got two floors for the pastors to live in. It's a classic mission church. It's an old antique. That's why they didn't destroy it. I mean, it literally, in fact, I looked it up online. It's the size of a small house.
It's tiny. And it's right in the shadow of the South Tower, giant 1,300 feet tower. It's right next to it. You could literally throw a stone and hit the South Tower if you were standing there. But he says, obviously, this building was destroyed on 9/11 because it's basically an ant compared to a giant woolly mammoth in comparison to the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Of course it was destroyed. But WTC-7 was a 47-story skyscraper that would be the biggest building in most major cities.
And by the way, the church is an old stucco brick building about 150 years old. So you've got a little bitty brick building, but he doesn't show photos. He says the huge church was destroyed.
No, he's careful not to show any photos of it because it looks absolutely ridiculous in comparison to a 576-feet-tall skyscraper, which was, you know, nearly 400 feet away from the North Tower, which was the nearest
tower. It's the biggest building in 33 states.
Exactly. So that's his big example of how these other buildings were destroyed. So why is it inconceivable to say that WTC-7 was destroyed? The other ones he cites are WTC-3, which is otherwise known as the Marriott Hotel. Now, the picture that he links to is from a different angle. The one I've got, which is after both towers have collapsed. And bear in mind that this is WTC-3, and you'll see on the map that's posted there, it's sandwiched right in between the towers. I mean, obviously, it's
going to get... Both towers fell on it, and none of the main superstructure collapsed. Only some of the roof where the whole building fell on it.
Yeah, it's got a big slice, it's basically sliced in half, but it's still not, the foundations have not collapsed, and certainly not at free-fall speed in 7 seconds, not 18, like Building 7 did. So
but it's a smaller building that had fires that burned for six weeks.
It's less than half the height of Building 7 as well, and it was right in between the Twin Towers. It took the full brunt of both collapses, yet it did not implode into its own footprint within 7 seconds. So that's his second big example. And his other, he then cites some reports, peer-reviewed papers that supposedly back up his claims, one of which is the NIST report, which, as we know, did not properly address the collapse of WTC-7 at all. And in fact, NIST themselves admit that debris from the Twin Towers did not cause the collapse of Building 7.
That's right. It was barely in the debris field. A few small pieces of debris knocked out some windows. Dust field hit it. They admit all of that, but he just says NIST gives all the reasons and disproves it. But if you actually read the 10,000-page report, as scholars and many others have done, it says we believe bombs could have been in the building.
Well, yeah, then it says the original report concluded that fires gutted the building. Well, all the reports say the fires were confined to just 8 floors, and you can see from the images right before it collapsed, the fires are minimal.
So, and NIST has retracted 5 different reasons they said it fell.
Right. And his other big citation is this Cambridge University report, which the BBC reported had already been published in September 2007. It seems like they were quite eager to get it out there because it wasn't actually published until 5 months later in February of this year. And, I mean, it's been completely debunked. It claims that the path of least resistance, the path of most resistance, sorry, did not exist. So it completely contradicts the very laws of physics in saying that the building, the Twin Towers, fell in a vacuum, basically, and there was no resistance whatsoever. Now, I mean, Breckinridge's article is supposed to be about Building 7, and then he just suddenly switches to a report about the Twin Towers. So he's all over the place, and it amounts to something laughable and ridiculous.
But for the general public that can't find the U.S. on a map or Canada on a map or doesn't know, you know, the basic continents, can't find Asia, people who think Vietnam is in the Middle East, and that's the general public, they're going to just see, oh, look, he says it's not true. He put some links up here.
Exactly. I mean, see, if you listen to those interviews on Google Video, it's even worse. He just sounds like some kind of demented chipmunk just running on at the mouth. I mean, nobody can get a word in because he just continually repeats, no, it collapsed in 18 seconds, it didn't fall in its own footprint. And then he goes into this thing where he blames the firemen. He says that 9/11 truthers are blaming the firemen for being in on the conspiracy, which is a classic, extrapolation of the "it's harmful to the victims" line, which is regularly used still.
They got feds down at Ground Zero every day. We've even tracked them. They use fake names. They've got official passes by the city to be down there, so the cops worship them and bow down. And that's what they always say. They always say, "You're saying the firemen blew it up? How dare you? How dare you?" And just like the communist in martial law, where I walk up politely and they say, "He just said something nasty to this woman." They make something up. They start yelling, "He said the firemen did it. This guy, get him." And so they're using classic disinfo. So he's going off the script.
Exactly. And now that you've got all kind of kooks down there trying to blame We Are Change for stuff, it's ridiculous. But, I mean, our efforts are having a positive effect because you had the Japanese member of parliament, I forget his name, was it Fujita?
Fujita, yeah.
Fujita. You had him on a week or two ago, and he was talking about the possible United Nations or European parliamentary investigation into 9/11.
And I want to be clear, we're not saying they have jurisdiction. The fact is, though, if we bring attention to this through any means necessary, this will seriously damage the New World Order.
Right. And the story today out of the New York Sun is that an official in the newly formed UN Human Rights Council, Richard Falk, who has been in the news recently where he called Israel's government, he said their behavior was like the Nazis, which of course meant he's an anti-Semite, according to the ADL. He has come out and said that he wants a UN-led investigation into the possibility that the neocons were involved in 9/11. That's the New York Sun headline today.
See, I didn't know about that. That is massive news, Paul. Is that up on PrisonPlanet.com?
It will be in 5 minutes. The article's already been written. And actually, Mr. Bolton, who obviously John Bolton has tried at every turn to abolish certain UN initiatives that try and probe into war crimes, said, quote, "This is exactly why we voted against the new Human Rights Council."
This is just fabulous news. Stay there, Paul. I want you to read to us out of that New York Sun article when we get back. And it sounds like you've already written another article about this, or Steve has. It'll be up on PrisonPlanet.com in minutes. In fact, Paul, during the break, you don't get a break. Update it right now. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
stop going downhill.
And I was rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell.
The Liberty Bell, supposedly a free country.
Wishing Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
They've done everything they can by design to destroy this nation.
It's the best of the free life.
And make us dependent on the globalist. Now they're going to bankrupt the economy. Now they're going to bring us into true bondage. Let's go ahead and go back to Paul Watson. In the 2 or 3 minutes left, you've got other key points that are in this, but people can find out about the fraud of the debunkers and how it's just all pure manufactured lies and sophistry. But getting into this New York Sun story, that is ultra-massive. I mean, it's happening. The dam is breaking. We are witnessing the next level, and one more dam break. Well, the next level after this is just total acceptance and people being arrested. Paul Watson, tell us about the latest info.
Yeah, it's the New York Sun headline, UN official calls for study of neocons' role in 9/11 by Eli Lake, staff reporter for the New York Sun. And it's Richard Falk, F-A-L-K, Milbank Professor of International Law at Princeton University, who has just been voted into the position of overseeing the human rights situation in Palestine, so by no means small fry. And I've got his quote here. He said, "It is possibly true that especially the neoconservatives thought there was a situation in the country and in the world where something had to happen to wake up the American people. Whether they are innocent about the contention that they made that something happen or not, I don't think we can answer definitively at this point. All we can say is that there is a lot of grounds for suspicion. There should be an official investigation of the sort the 9/11 Commission did not engage in, and that the failure to do these things is cheating the American people and, in some sense, the people of the world of a greater confidence in what really happened than they presently possess."
Okay, you've got a link now up on PrisonPlanet.com to the New York Sun story. Have you been able to write a blurb about this yet?
Yeah, the article's posted now.
It's posted at PrisonPlanet.com. We need to push this as a new major wave. Give the bait to the enemy operatives, the fake conservatives and liberals. They're meant to neutralize real liberals and real conservatives. Give the enemy the bait. The rat poison now. Email it to enemy stations. Email it to enemy operations. Out of their arrogance, they will counterstrike and reveal themselves so we can roll in artillery in the info war on them, which we then up-res to the next level. The defeat of the enemy is within sight. If you simply commit yourself to never surrender, never waver, they may set off nukes. They may release bird flu, but no, it's them. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the march. The empire is on the run. As Mark Quarantine says, fix bayonets. Paul Watson, thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.